Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
You know, there's no way I could stop in Fairfield without talking to one of my favorite guys here. Gary McNamara is here.
I am.
Yes. Gary McNamara, former chief of police and also now with Sacred Heart University. What's going on, man? How are you?
Not much. How are you? Thanks for having me down here.
How are you so awake? Well, you get up really early.
I do. Yeah.
I have animals. You have animals.
Stuff.
He has like farm animals.
Yes.
It's cool.
Chickens and, yeah.
Were they mad that I made you get up earlier
That's right.
to be here?
It was either you or feeding them, and I chose you. So
that was so nice.
Right. I can't tell you what will happen when I get home.
I was going to say, yeah, I owe them treats or
right,
something.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate it. How are things? What's going on? Sacred Heart's been really busy, huh?
Yeah. You know, it is. Graduations. So we just had the four graduate ceremonies the last 2 days.
All right.
At our Martieri Family Arena.
Oh, I love that place.
And then
it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And you know, it's really becoming part of Fairfield. And that's the whole goal, is to have, you know, Sacred Heart University sweatshirts and people support the hockey team and some of the other teams.
Yeah.
And our undergraduate ceremonies at the amphitheater on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. You guys go big.
Yeah.
Go big or go home. Well, that's fair.
Partnerships.
Sacred Heart's great. I just had one of your Sacred Heart students in studio a couple days ago. He does documentaries and everything. Colin Mora. He's a senior and a very impressive individual. He, like, flew out west and did this amazing documentary on bison, and it was beautiful. It was beautifully shot. I was very impressed.
Yeah, there's so many components of the university that people don't realize. That's why it's so exciting to have the SHU Community Theater, because you're highlighting not only national and sometimes international acts, but you're also highlighting the students. So there's student activity. But when you start to really dive into what Sacred Heart University offers, there's a lot there.
So I'm curious, Gary, because you served as the chief of police, and beyond that, you had been with the Fairfield Police Department for a very long time.
Yeah.
You're not sick of Fairfield, because you could have gone to, like, any university to do security or do whatever you wanted, but you're like, no, I'm going to stay in Fairfield. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that? I've never asked you that question.
I know.
Am I putting you on the spot?
No.
I look at your face. You're like,
no, oh. I think what people don't realize is that, I was 22 when I got hired as a cop.
I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah. Like, fresh out of school, 22.
22, graduated in December.
I don't know about you, but you were feeling 22.
Got hired in January.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I think what people don't realize is the community shapes, especially for police officers.
Yeah.
The community shapes who you are. So what I am now is really part of what the community shaped for me.
Mm.
You know, I can drive through town and still remember some of the first calls I went on. And those calls, the impacts people have, the stuff you have on people, you really do become part of the community. So it's a great place to be, but it's we become who we serve.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, listen, Fairfield's always going to be home to me. My parents still live here. They'll be here later this morning. But it's a very special community in Fairfield. I have to ask, because we're having the police come on later this morning, and I'm going to ask them about Clam Jam, which is coming up. Other university, Fairfield University. But are there things about policing that you don't miss? I have to imagine, like, no offense to Clam Jam, but I have to imagine there are things that you're like, oh, I'm glad I don't have to be part of that team right now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, obviously, there's things, you know, the fireworks, even not even the things that you would think about.
Right.
Controversial.
No, not even controversial.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, no, just the things that you're like, man, this is going to take an arm and a leg and then some.
The Memorial Day parade, the fireworks. I mean, a lot of things that you sacrifice to do. The response to storms, when the storms happen and you're 24 hours a day, sometimes in the police department.
Mm.
You know, you look at Storm Sandy, you know, we're there for days.
Have you slept at the police department?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you sleep?
Well, wait a minute. I've slept at the police department during appropriate times.
Well, that's what I mean.
It's not like I was.
Oh, everybody needs to calm down at 6:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Like, because I've slept at the station, again, for appropriate reasons.
Sure.
I've had to sleep there for storm coverage.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But, like, do you guys have cots there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so
they don't make the chief sleep on the floor.
No.
I'm just kidding, Chief Calamaris.
They don't make. I don't know what happens now, but I know that I'm sure that he's the same way.
No,
it's cots. You just pull them out and sleep, but you don't really sleep. You know that.
No, I know. No, you're just awake. You're just working. You're just monitoring.
Yeah, but I miss more than I don't miss. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that I dread over it. I don't. But I enjoyed working in the town. I enjoyed the relationship with the community and still do. So
yeah.
And jump into Sacred Heart University is an easy jump because it's still connected with the town and I can still have those relationships with community members.
Yeah, it's very neat. It's very neat. So, Gary, do we get to talk to people about what we're trying to do off the air? Are we allowed to tell people that?
Yeah.
Gary and I want to start a podcast. That's what we want to do.
Right.
And we're talking about crime stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
It is. It is.
Right?
Well,
I mean, you like it too, right?
No. Well,
it was partially your idea.
No, I do. I think it, I think what we've always talked about, Melissa, is that everything is scratching the surface.
Yeah.
And we move so fast that we never dive in and learn from it. There's so much to learn from some of these incidents that happen ultimately to make us all better.
Right.
So I think that having those deeper conversations are really going to be important and valuable to everybody else.
Agreed. Did you listen to them? I sent you over the MP. Did you ever listen to them?
I didn't.
I haven't listened back to them either. We recorded two episodes to see how they went, but neither of us have the guts to listen to them.
We don't.
No, no. We're like, you know, it's just a passion project.
You've been on vacation. I've been busy working. And
right.
So we're
graduating.
I'll get to it.
Yeah. No, totally. Absolutely.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
I will. And then we're going to talk. I'm fortunate enough. Going down to D.C. on Monday because one of our former police commissioners, Don Kleber, is being recognized.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
And it was the result of 9/11, his response to 9/11. So it's considered a line of duty
death. I
didn't
know you were going down there.
So
that's
amazing. All kind of materialized pretty quickly. So maybe when I get back, we'll talk more about that.
Please.
Because there's some, you know, people who serve the community, you know, we can't forget them.
No, absolutely not. And I didn't know you were going down to D.C., so that's awesome. I can't wait to hear more
about that. That was more said to say, and it's an excuse why I can't listen to the podcast next
week. Oh, please.
Week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, well, because, listen, I work in radio, and I haven't listened to them, so it's fine. No, you have reasons. It's perfectly fine. It's
good.
Cool. The number one reason, though, is that both of us don't like the sound of our voices, and we don't want to listen back.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll have somebody else listen to it. It'll be great.
I don't know about that either.
Okay. No, you're like, now I'm insecure about that. I don't like
it's
that
like,
idea.
We have a great podcast that no one ever hears, not even us.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
I'm down if you're down. That's great.
Great.
Also, I want to just let people know, because I know you are heavily involved with the Center for Family Justice, that they did move the walk. Thank you so much to Mother Nature for having my back on this one, because now I can go to it on May 31st.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, May 31st, 8 o'clock in the morning, we start rallying up. And the whole idea behind it, Melissa, is to, you know, we spend a lot of time, we don't want our loved ones to be victims, but we also don't want our loved ones to be offenders. And so the walk really gets everybody together to say that we're united, we're supporting everybody, and to get the message out that what the center does matters. And it matters before you find yourself in that position. So, plus, it's a really fun day.
It really is. And Gary wears red pumps.
That's right.
Yes,
and the hurricanes just confirmed this morning, sitting over at the bar over here, or whatever you call that here.
I love the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes
They're
going to
play?
They are, yeah.
Excellent.
So it's great.
I love those guys. They're amazing.
It is.
Gary McNamara, this was really nice. Thank you for, you know, skipping your morning routine to come here early and do the diner tour.
Well, obviously, it's a quick drive, and always, thank you for having me on. These community conversations are wonderful.
Yeah, I agree, especially when I get to have them with great people like you. Gary McNamara, thank you so much.
You got it.